Hi, I'm Sam. Welcome to my podcast, Medical Musings with Sam. This is all about living with chronic illness and finding the best way possible to live a life of faith and hope despite our diseases. Chronic illness is a part of our lives. It doesn't need to be all of our lives. That's the hope I want to give you as I share my story of a life that was turned upside down due to the diagnosis of a rare bone disease in 2014. My life today resembles nothing of what it was before. I was an executive manager living in the rat race, and I love that role. Today, I'm still living a fulfilled life. Different, yes, but so rewarding. I'm a writer, I'm a blogger, and I help people through my online support forum, Medical Musings with Friends. And if life wasn't busy enough, I'm now a podcaster. So grab a cuppa, find a comfy chair, and together, let's find life can still be full of wonderful and special moments. Hi everyone, welcome back to Medical Musings with Sam. I think it's been nearly a month since I recorded a podcast. That's really, really nice to be back. You remember last time I was trying to do a virtual book tour and just found the program of that was just taking such a toll on my health. We were promoting the book in different ways with interviews, and I was writing lots of articles for magazines and things as well. So there was a lot going on, as well as me still trying to keep up with my forum, Medical Musings with Friends, and I was just getting exhausted and quite sick. So thank you for your patience. I'm really sorry that I couldn't continue with the book tour. However, I have been doing a fair bit of writing and I have been adding to my blog with new material. So I want to share some of that with you too over coming months as my Medical Musings continues post the book, in a sense. And some of these things that I'll be sharing with you will no doubt end up in a second book at some point. I do want to thank all of you though who have supported me in terms of the book, and I know many of you have purchased it and I cannot thank you enough. I just am overwhelmed really by the response that I've had, and I've had such joy being able to give some books away as well through my forum and through my volunteer organizations, and it's just been wonderful. I'm currently doing a birthday book bash, which is simply about it being July. My birthday's in July, and I wanted to give a gift for my birthday to someone else rather than receiving, and so I'm giving a book away. So hopefully somebody will be able to gain some benefit from that and enjoy it. That's my hope. So that's on my Facebook page, the details about that on my Medical Musings Facebook page, which you can check out if you'd like to. And remember, if you do want to purchase the book, there are a few ways to do it. Amazon is selling it, and you can purchase an ebook or a paperback copy. And you can also purchase it through my publisher, Imagine We Publishers. You can find them online as well. And if you do have Kindle Unlimited, then you can download an ebook for free. So if you do have that option, I'd really encourage you to do that, because why not? It's free. So thank you again. But this week I had a little bit of an epiphany, and it caused me to feel the need to get onto my blog and do some writing, because it was a really important milestone in my life that I remembered that I didn't expect to remember, to be honest, but it just was triggered by a little country drive that my husband and I decided to take. So for 2 years before medically retiring, I was still very much holding out hope of being able to return to work eventually. And despite being on income protection and battling one hurdle after another, I just still, you know, hoped and prayed that I would get better and I would get stronger and there would be a medication that would allow me to return to work. The realist in me, though, knew that I was facing a very different life, because I began to lose my ability to walk any distance and my list of disabling symptoms continued to grow. And this was about 10 years ago. I had never suffered from depression, and I didn't feel depressed, but I was very much thinking about my future all the time. And I was wondering if I was approaching my situation the right way. That was my biggest concern, that what was I thinking clearly? Was I making the right decisions? Was I being realistic? All of those things kept playing on my mind. As a leader and a manager, I'd attended numerous counselling and coaching courses over the years. I'd also received counselling training through my church work. So counselling and coaching others was what I did. And in the professional world, change management was my speciality, as I've mentioned many times before. Despite having the skills to deal with the massive life change I was facing, I remember sitting in my lounge room one afternoon and just allowing the tears to fall. I wondered if I would cope, if I was coping, or if I was in denial. I wondered how I could still do things I enjoyed when my body refused to move. As I worked through the grief, I was constantly looking at my life in terms of the things I loved and the things that I was losing. And I kept wondering, how could I replace them? As part of the income protection policy, and this is, as I said, 10 years ago, I had access to free phone counselling sessions. I had never had counselling in my life, not in a formal sense. I wasn't sure how I felt about the idea, but I decided, you know what, nothing ventured, nothing gained. I really wanted to make sure I was dealing with everything as best I could. My mental health, I knew, was as important as my physical health. So I booked an appointment online for a teleconsult the following day. I had no idea how important the phone session would be, but it wasn't for the reasons that you might imagine. I spent the next morning, or the morning of the phone call, making some notes prior to the counselling call because they were going to call me in the afternoon. I wanted to make sure that I succinctly told my story to the counsellor, including my work history, my health history, and the way I was currently approaching my unknown future. I wanted to make sure I included all my concerns. I wanted to make sure I was being honest about my feelings during the session. You know, I really didn't have anything to lose. I was taking a huge leap of faith, hoping that I was going to come out of the session full of helpful tips and a huge action plan, and that I would be super equipped to deal with my future. I remember sitting there with the phone in my hand and it rang, and I looked at it for a few seconds, wondering how on earth was this going to play out. I remember feeling a little bit sick to my stomach, but I pushed the answer button and with my normal little bright voice said, "Sam Moss, can I help you?" A really lovely guy introduced himself and simply said, "How can I help you today?" Do you know, that was exactly how I always started a counselling session. "How can I help you today?" And I just knew by the tone of his voice, by the way he introduced himself, I was in good hands. And he was going to give me the time that I needed to share my story and my concerns. Being prepared with my talking points, that allowed me to give him a good overview of my situation. So I finally finished my spiel and I waited with bated breath for his response. I expected to be given a list of ideas to take on board to help me cope better. I had my pen and my paper ready to write them down like an eager student wanting an A+. What I got was not what I expected. My counsellor simply said, "Sam, you've been through so much, but you are coping so well. I'm so inspired by your story, by you, and by your coping techniques. I know I wouldn't be coping at all. Can I borrow some of your strategies?" We both laughed at that point, but he was deadly serious. I was so surprised. I felt like I'd been treading water for months and had been so unsure of my decisions and approach to my situation. Apparently, I was completely on the right track. I was grieving my losses. I was talking to family and friends openly about my situation. I remained in touch with my work team. I was putting plans in place for my future financially. I was using pain management distraction therapy techniques. I was ensuring I took time to do things every day that made me happy. I did take one thing away from that session 10 years ago, one thing that would become even more important year after year, and I realized it was the actual purpose of the whole phone call. One thing that today gives me a sense of physical freedom when I can barely move. My counsellor picked up on my major concern. At the time of that session, all those years ago, I was already requiring a cane to walk. I didn't realise at this point both my femurs would break, my spine would collapse, my feet would constantly fracture. I didn't realise I would be paralysed and bedridden for 12 weeks. I didn't realise I would be confined to a walker inside and a wheelchair outside. My counsellor listened to my concerns of not being able to go on much-loved bushwalks or walks around the neighbourhood with my husband. His advice changed my world. A really simple sentence. Sam, let the car be your legs. As simple as that, but somehow his words gave me hope. Of course I knew I could use the car, but to visualize the car as my legs gave me a sense of freedom, speed, a world of options, and a way to set new goals. It turned me from being disabled to abled. My husband took me for a drive a few days ago. We live in a semi-rural area, so the scenery is beautiful and every drive fills me with joy. I can cope with the car at the moment if I lay the seat back, so I can just take that pressure off the nerves in my back and we can cope for about 20 minutes. But I notice everything. The late autumn leaves here in Australia hanging onto the branches and bringing such beautiful colours to the landscape were breathtaking. The sheep, the cows, the horses, the ducks, the geese and the goats scattered throughout the hobby farms make me feel like I'm visiting a wildlife sanctuary. The kookaburras, the parrots, the magpies, the swallows, the honeyeaters, the robins, the iris, the hawks, they all fly by the car or are at the side of the road. Being a passenger in the car, it gives me extra freedom to take in my surroundings and to be enveloped by their beauty. As we were driving this week, we're even greeted by a kangaroo trying to cross the road in front of us, in quite a built-up area actually where we were. We of course gave him right of way. But I was reminded at this moment of my counsellor's advice all those years ago. You know how thankful I was I made that appointment. I expected a deep counselling session and to be told I wasn't handling anything in an enabling way. Instead, I was encouraged to continue with all my coping strategies and to simply visualise the car as my legs. My virtual legs, my car, are also a picnic table as we park in beautiful places to look upon amazing views, all while enjoying lunch in the comfort of our car seats. Beats the ants that tend to be around your feet if you're trying to sit out at a picnic bench. We enjoy looking at homes and gardens driving around local suburbs. We even have fun going on car wash dates. Going through the car wash is just a whole lot of fun when you don't do it all that often. It's just something different to do. I'm generally the navigator for our car adventures, courtesy of Google Maps. My husband, he's my chauffeur, my car date, my picnic butler, my tour guide, and of course, he's my best friend. Our conversations in our car trips are wide and varied, and I was reminded of the movie this week, Driving Miss Daisy. Many of you might remember that film, maybe some not. But our car trips are different. They are full of love, joy, and a partnership determined to keep me moving. Our immediate focus and ongoing strategy, which was formed 10 years ago from a phone counselling session, is simple. Let's keep on driving, Miss Sam. Thanks, guys, for listening. I really appreciate it. I look forward to catching up with you again next month. And there are some great things that are coming up. Actually, I was interviewed this week by a beautiful lady called Melissa Adams, and she has a podcast called I Am Not My Pain. I really encourage you to check it out. It is just an amazing podcast. She has her own chronic illness, pain history, and lives with terrible, terrible chronic pain and lives with it well and not in any easy way, though. She's just very much of the same mindset of mine, that chronic illness is a part of you, it's not all of you, and that there are ways to find purpose in our lives and to hang on to hope. And so I really do encourage you to listen to Melissa's podcast. As I said, it's called I Am Not My Pain. And she did interview me this week. We had such a long interview. It will end up being 2 episodes. I probably won't be aired until September, but I will let you know when it's available. But in the meantime, there are amazing people that she interviews every week who have chronic illness stories that are just, you know, aside from the chronic illness, that the people are so inspiring as they find ways to work through the whole grief process and arrive at acceptance and turn their lives into something beautiful out of something that has been really, really horrific. So yeah, if you're looking for some encouragement and for some motivation, I really do encourage you to listen to Melissa's podcast. In the meantime, thank you for listening to mine, to Medical Musings with Sam, and I do look forward to catching up with you again, hopefully in a few weeks' time, with another little, I don't know, insight from my medical musings. Take care, everybody. Lots of love. Bye.